18강 상황에 적절한 말 예제 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 브라이언이 세라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sarah and Brian are university classmates. Sarah wants to be a teacher and is interested in helping others. She plans on finding volunteer work to contribute to the community while getting teaching experience. However, she's not sure what kind of volunteer work she can do. Brian is a volunteer mentor at a local community center. He feels that his students are learning a lot and that he's benefiting from the experience as well. Sarah tells Brian about her plan and asks him to recommend some volunteer work for her. Since Brian finds his volunteer work rewarding, he wants to suggest to Sarah that she be a mentor at the community center. In this situation, what would Brian most likely say to Sarah?
(1번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 낸시가 피터에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter is a high school student and is going to a campground at Grand Park today. This morning, he gets up a little late, so he hurries to get out the door. Nancy, his mother, helps him check the list of things he needs to take for camp. While Peter is packing his backpack, Nancy remembers hearing something on the news about yellow dust from China. The weather forecast said there would be yellow dust this afternoon. Nancy is worried about Peter's health because he'll be outdoors all day. She wants to tell Peter he should wear his mask. In this situation, what would Nancy most likely say to Peter?
2번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 대니얼이 제니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Daniel and Jenny have a 5-year-old son, Brian. Next Saturday is Brian's birthday. They're talking about what would be the best gift for him. Jenny thinks buying a new table and a chair would be great. She asks Daniel to browse an online shopping mall to find a good one together. However, Daniel thinks it would be more meaningful if they bought some materials and made the furniture themselves. He also thinks it would be fun to build the furniture together. So he wants to ask Jenny to build the furniture together instead of buying something manufactured. In this situation, what would Daniel most likely say to Jenny?
3번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 신디가 탐에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Cindy and her family are moving to another state soon, so they're going through all their stuff before the move. Cindy and her brother Tom are sorting everything to decide what to bring and what to throw out. Tom says he'll throw out his bicycle because he doesn't need it any longer. Cindy remembers there is a charity event at her school this Saturday. She wants to tell Tom that he should donate it to the event. In this situation, what would Cindy most likely say to Tom?
4번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제이슨이 셰넌에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jason and Shannon belong to their high school's student union. In preparation for the school festival being held at the end of the month, the members of the student union meet and assign each member a role in the planning of the festival. Jason and Shannon are chosen as the co-hosts of the festival, so they start writing a script and practicing together. On the actual day of the festival, they meet 1 hour before the show to rehearse. Shannon keeps making mistakes because she is really nervous. Jason knows that Shannon has practiced a lot and wants to encourage her to relax. In this situation, what would Jason most likely say to Shannon?
5번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 주디가 케빈에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin and Judy are close friends who are both majoring in math education in college. Both of them want to be a math teacher in the future, so they study really hard together to pass the teacher qualification test. With only 1 month left before the test, they decide to stay late at the library so that they can study more. The problem is that at nights, Kevin can't stay awake, so he drinks a lot of coffee to keep himself from falling asleep. A few days later, Kevin feels dizzy and starts getting stomach aches. Judy knows that coffee is the cause of his problems and wants to give him a piece of advice. In this situation, what would Judy most likely say to Kevin?
After graduating from college, Jonathan gets a job at a company. He enjoys working, except that he has too much work. Sometimes he has to work on weekends to keep up with the workload. Last week, Jonathan had to miss a family get-together because of work. This Saturday is his grandmother's birthday, so Jonathan's whole family is supposed to have dinner together. Unfortunately, Barbara, one of Jonathan's co-workers, asks Jonathan if he can help her on Saturday. Jonathan wants to tell her that he is willing to help her, but that he doesn't want to be late for his family dinner. In this situation, what would Jonathan most likely say to Barbara?